If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. Your other junks are brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the junkies. Just go to CropMetcalf.com if you need information on how to become one of their five-star technicians. Special thanks to Crop. They came out yesterday and diagnosed an issue that I was having in my garage. Had a funky smell. I didn't know what it was. Couldn't tell what it was. It smelled like burning plastic and or rubber, so I was concerned, of course. The fine folks at Crop came out, diagnosed it, freezer kaput, dead. Just dead.
Freezer's
gotta
out.
Got to get a new freezer. Had to throw out a bunch of food.
Oof.
So these are the trials and tribulations that we're put through.
So all the food went bad, basically.
No, because I saved some of it, but I mean, I only have limited space in the indoor freezer. That's what the outdoor freezer is for, is storing like a gigantic pack of chicken I get from Costco or whatever.
Right.
But it's gone. I'm gonna have to drag it to the dump and throw it in the freezer graveyard.
Cost of doing business.
Yeah, it's we've had it for a while. It just served its lifespan, and now it's done.
It's a luxury you had.
Yeah.
I don't know if you grew up with one. We didn't have one growing up.
Did I have a freezer in my garage?
I don't feel like any of the Bowie homes had a freezer or refrigerator. You guys did? Oh, you guys were like ballers.
We definitely had a freezer in the garage, just amongst so much other junk. Just loaded with stuff that we didn't need. Kind of like my current garage.
Well, when you said smell, I immediately thought of mouse.
No,
whenever we have a smell in the garage, it's usually a dead mouse.
I've been a homeowner for 20 plus years. I know the difference between dead mouse smell and weird, can't really identify what it is smell. This was the latter.
Hey, at least they came out to do something that was necessary, because I feel like the last time you had them come out, you had some sort of smell in a drain.
Oh, yeah. I did have a smell in a drain.
And it was nothing.
And their solution was, you got to run some water down the drain more than once every like 5 years.
Right.
But again, Crop Metcalf, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good people. By the way, I bothered Ben from Crop Metcalf. I'm guessing he's on vacation in Ireland, because I texted him. I was like, hey, man, I apologize. Got an issue. Can I set up an appointment? He didn't get back to me for hours. And I was like, this is not like Ben. Ben's usually very responsive. Something must be amiss. Something must be going on. I wake up the next day. Of course, Ireland is what, 6 or 7 hours ahead of us? So I texted him in the middle of the night, unbeknownst to me. Then the next morning, of course, he responded.
He's such a big silly. He travels a lot.
I'm sure he does.
Well, it's spring break for a lot of kids right now.
Okay. Why? Well, I never took a spring break trip to Ireland, so I mean, I guess maybe he's on a golf trip. I don't know, but it was very nice of him to get back to me, because I bothered him on his trip. Is the bottom line. Speaking of trips, EB is back from his trip to the heartland, Kansas City.
I actually say it was a nice trip. The downside is I didn't get back till like 12:30 last night, so I'm like functioning on like cake sleep. You know, after a poker tournament, I got like 4 hours.
Yeah, that's brutal. Four hours is not great.
And I barely made my connector too. It was a tight connection. And it,
you had to connect back from Kansas City. That's
hard because you can't book again. You can't book a flight like prior to like 6:30, 7 o'clock because you know you don't know how long you're going to be in that.
Is that because did you leave late because the tournament went late?
Yeah, you just never know. You never know. Like we were actually done at 3:00.
Right.
You just don't know. You might not be done till 4 or 5. You just don't know. So you can't. You're not really even allowed.
It's kind of weird to have the tournament ends on a Monday, not on a Sunday.
Yeah, they're usually. Honestly, they're usually Fridays, or they're usually Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
Sometimes, like this week, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Last week, it was Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Mm.
So it's just wild. We had a connection in O'Hare, and it was hairy because we were supposed to land at gate E, and we had to get to gate B in 20 minutes.
Ooh.
It's a 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
And then it didn't help that we were on the tarmac for 20 minutes.
Mm.
So it was... Luckily, though, they changed the gate because they saw there were about 15 of us that had to hit that connector.
Mm-hmm.
So we only had to just, you know, run down the hallway a little bit. They made it to the same gate. But yeah, I'm running on fumes, buddy.
I'm sure you are.
Fumes.
I know the feeling. I know it well.
There was a chance you would not make that flight and you'd have to stay an extra night in
Correct.
Chicago.
Yes. That was
that would have sucked.
It was a it was a very possible chance.
Yeah.
But we pulled it. We're here. And it's all good. I'm sure you guys all talked about the Masters yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as that was going on, my phone obviously was blowing up. I'm sure your guys' phones were blowing up. I was watching from the Marriott in Kansas City. I blew off team dinner, blew off everything. I was like, I can't. Are you kidding? I can't.
Yeah.
Team dinner.
You had to work.
I mean, are you kidding? There's no
Such
chance.
Such Masters I'm, Sunday drama.
There's just no way I'm leaving this room. And by the way, around 3:30, as you guys know, when Rory had a four-shot lead, I thought, yeah, I'll probably go to the dinner, you know? And then he did whatever he did on 13. I think it was 13, right?
It was 13.
Where he put it in the water. It was just like an insane shot when he's laying up. Wild.
Mm-hmm.
But just to see, and I know you guys talked about it all day. I don't want to bore you. But just to see him overcome those demons that just come out in golf. And obviously,
the emotion at the end.
He had been wearing the pressure of that for 10, 11 years. It's not easy to overcome.
No, of course not. It's tremendous pressure.
I actually thought there were so many great storylines. I mean, originally, I would love the idea of Bryson and Rory challenging, and Bryson just couldn't get it going, unfortunately. But then Rosie to come back out of nowhere was amazing.
It was must-watch television, even for just an average golf fan like Cakes.
Yeah, I mean, like I said.
Maybe even below average.
It was riveting.
My different group chats were blowing up. People just
drama.
From everywhere. The only guy I know that didn't watch it was our Bulgarian volleyball coach. He just mocks me.
Just couldn't care.
He just mocks me about golf.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big hockey guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one. He barely has heard of Rory McIlroy.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone else I know watched it. I saw the Dravy put it on the outline. I saw it yesterday. I think they did something like 12.7 million viewers.
Yep.
Seems pretty good.
Which is the best.
That
in
was
like
the
seven
average.
Years.
It peaked at almost 20 million.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Just.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
And we thought that. Was that the highest since Tiger won?
Probably. Well, he won in 19, so.
Oh, okay. So maybe.
No. Because remember, in 19, they moved the tee time up early.
That's right, because of the weather.
Yeah,
so it sounds like it was before that.
I think it was the largest since 2018. That's when Patrick Reed won. I think they did.
most watched since 2018.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And even see Patrick Reed in there was awesome for those of us that are golf geeks. But yeah, just incredible free entertainment.
Yep.
Yeah.
I kind of was joking with some buddies, and I was like, you understand, we all just got entertained like all day for free. Like, unbelievable. Better than any movie.
It was incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Plus, it's limited commercials.
They had two commercials and then right back to coverage.
Yeah. The app is amazing.
And obviously, you never saw Rory react to a win. I mean, he gets fired up for the Ryder Cup. But you could see how much it meant to him.
Did you see how few words
the weight of the
Nancy,
world was on him.
Nancy and Immelman used in the 7 minutes after he won?
I brought that up yesterday.
Did you say it?
Remember, I don't know how many words, but remember I said there was complete silence?
Yeah, for 7 minutes, they uttered 46 words.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
They just let it speak for itself.
Yep.
I noticed that when Ovi scored the 895, that locker room, Joe B just let it breathe.
Yeah.
Big time.
Historic moment.
TV, yeah. You can let it breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different than the radio call.
For sure.
And the radio call, you can let it breathe to an extent when you hear the crowd.
Yeah.
When it dies down.
Oh, man, it was awesome.
Now, it's just incredible. And now I actually think it might unleash the floodgates a little bit for Rory again, because he has so much ability that not only at Augusta is he maybe will he be able to break through, but anywhere. I mean, he's still at the peak of his powers.
Yeah.
The guy's getting 195 ball speed.
Maybe
he
just figured something out, even though he tried to give it away about four or five times.
I'm not sure if he figured anything out or just it was inevitable. You know, he's just so freaking good. Inevitably, he was going to win at Augusta, and he finally was able to break through all the demons. I'm not sure what he figured out, Jason, because...
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, he obviously didn't completely collapse. He tried to collapse a few times. He
tried a bunch.
But the shots he hit on 15 and 17...
There was another shot that...
Maybe he just figured something out.
It's the most schizophrenic round I've ever seen.
I can't remember what hole it was, but he put it super close to the drink.
11.
I think, yeah, it was 11. I mean, if that ball goes another 6 inches or a foot, it is
in
the water.
There. Got really lucky,
and Bryson botched it.
Bryson put it in the water.
Bryson hit it in the water, but at that point, he had to go for it.
It's the definition of Rory knocks at the door so many times, and so you get so many bites at the apple, at some point, you're going to get it.
He's just too good.
Right.
But and he hit so many amazing shots, but then all those other...
All the other big names, awful ones. Well, all the other big names, just they didn't want to... really grab it. Rose is the only person that was balling.
Yeah, yesterday. Rose was balling. I mean, it's just such a hard course. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm sure you guys talked about it. Like the 15 green was so hard. Like on the first couple days, her balls were just bouncing off the green and guys chipping back into the water.
Yeah. It's a new green. That's why.
Yeah. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Let's not get crazy, EB. I only watched on Sunday. I didn't see how much the 15 green.
Well, you watched the most important.
Did you watch because you saw social media going nutty and you're like, let me see what's going on?
No, I started watching because I wanted to see if Rory would be able to close it out.
Yeah.
And then when he had a 4-shot lead, I said, well, he's basically got this in the bag.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pick up Chipotle.
Yeah.
I go to Chipotle 20 minutes later. I was like, I'll just look at my phone, whatever. Rory probably has a 6 or 7 shot lead at this point. I looked at my phone and he's tied to Justin Rose.
Yeah,
and I said, well, I better pick this up quick because something is brewing at Augusta National.
It was great.
Sped home. And
Rosie, props to Rosie because he balled out.
He played
butt on Saturday, but he balled out on Sunday.
Classy guy.
To make
too.
It interesting.
Super classy.
Yeah, really classy.
Good dude.
It was just a great free entertainment. I guess obviously we're paying our TV provider.
This is Fred Ridley. EB, are you happy with the free entertainment?
I'm so happy.
Gave you throughout Sunday.
So happy.
Thursday through Sunday.
I'm so happy, Cakes. Amazing
All right,
day.
Coming up on the Junk Show on a Tuesday, Chelsea Janes will join us coming up at 8. She's the national baseball writer for the Washington Post. That's at 8 o'clock. And Sam Bruckhaus, senior NFL analyst and data scientist. He's a super smart guy. For Sumer Sports, he'll join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk NFL draft and more with him. We'll get into the Junk Sports page next.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This portion of the Junks is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Get EB a can of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use that promo code Junkies. You get 10% off your order. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into the Junk Sports page. Talk about what went down last night in the world of sports.
Well, like we let off with, the Masters ratings were ridiculous. Final round ratings, highest rated golf telecast in 7 years since 2018, averaged about 12.8 million.
It's great. It shows you don't have to have Tiger, you know, right, to pull a number.
Yeah. You don't have to have Tiger. You probably have to have Rory.
You might have to have Rory.
Rory trying to get his first green jacket and it being super close and a playoff definitely helps.
Only all that, for sure.
Yeah. I read a column, though. I think it was on CBS Sports by a golf columnist, and he said his three observations, and one was the Tiger effect. He felt like there weren't as many fans as when Tiger's in the mix.
I don't know. I mean, like everybody was
on the grounds.
You mean at the
yes.
Masters?
Oh, it was sold out. I mean, I heard the tickets were going for like $20,000.
Don't kill the messenger. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm just telling
you. I think that guy's wrong.
Telling you to tell him.
My guess is they always sell out.
Yeah, they were sold out.
Especially
to the point
for final
where
round.
I saw two tickets like the night before the final round. I thought I saw were going for as much as $20,000.
This is Fred Ridley.
Yeah.
This event is bigger than any one golfer. Yeah. Even Tiger Woods.
Yeah, did you see the overhead shots of all the people around
massive.
The 18th green? It was ridiculous.
I don't know who that guy was.
I think Darren Revelle tweeted that about, I think it was like $36,000.
Something crazy.
Now, do you know there is a lot of backlash on Augusta National?
I was unaware.
And a lot of these big companies that get the badges because like they just give badges to SoFi since they do sponsorship, or like IBM or whoever's
like AT&T.
Yeah,
they're big.
So they have deals with influencers. Mm. And a lot of people are angry that the companies, I mean, they're the company's tickets, they can do what they want with them, but they're giving them to the influencers, and the influencers are treating the Masters like it's this big party. It's the place to be. It's the place to be seen. They're getting all their stuff from the merch store, taking pictures back at their car once they get it. Like, it's a lot of people are upset because they're in the lottery process. People never get the tickets, and now they're just being handed to these influencers who don't even care about going. They just want to be seen.
They don't even know. They don't even know what a par is.
Well, no,
there is a lot of online backlash about it.
I didn't see any of that, but I'm sure people are jealous.
I don't even like how to. I was watching that. Like I saw Pookie and Jet, did these famous couple from Atlanta.
Oh, they were just regular influencers. They're not golf influencers.
Yeah. Not golf influencers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Pookie but, like, and Jet are famous. How are they famous?
Jet. I don't know.
Just Instagram famous or
yeah.
Okay.
Gets on my nerves. Yeah.
That they had their, like, they were recording video in there at the concession stand.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you're
how do you do that?
Supposed to have your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand.
Well, like, they hooked them. They just said, all right, you're an influencer. Come on in. Bring your phone.
Yeah, but I think even the media can't imagine
that.
Really,
I can't imagine that the people that run Augusta National would be cool with that.
Well, how do they get their phone in?
I don't know.
I don't think they mess around. It's not like you can just hide it in your back pocket.
Smuggle it.
I think you can. I don't have any idea.
I would find
it
hard to
believe. Stuff it in your pants, like all the way down your pants?
I think you can.
Wouldn't everybody do that then?
Well, you'd be seen, and they just would take it from you and kick you out.
Right, you get escorted.
So people don't want to get kicked out, so they're just going to respect it.
Well, when you went, how did they?
We left our phones in the car.
Right, but how did they check? Do they just
that's
say?
What I'm saying.
Do they ask you?
They don't do a body cavity search. It's just big signs everywhere.
So they just basically say.
And there's a place where you can leave your phones if you want to.
Yeah.
Right.
So we just left ours in a car.
All right, maybe you're right. Anyway, so it was a 33% increase from last year when Sheffy won.
The first round numbers were down, though. They were down significantly the Thursday round.
Needed the drama to build, I guess. That is the great thing about Augusta is that even if you don't have drama down the stretch, you have so many. It's a limited field, former champions, so many, you know, major winners in there. It's always going to be big names.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Great turn.
Valdez just brought up the early round ratings. The article was from Front Office Sports mm-hmm. by David Rumsey, mm-hmm. and that's what he pointed out. He said the Tiger effect continues to hold and contribute in a drop in early round TV ratings compared to last year when he did play.
Mm-hmm.
And then it did say while the crowd was huge following Rory and Bryson on Sunday, the fandom for those two and all the other top players still pales in comparison to that of Woods.
Well, that's true.
All right, yeah. But you're, okay.
That's true, but that had nothing to do with how
it was still a huge number.
Watching, yeah.
He does point out, he says, less than a year after Woods launched his apparel brand, it looks like the post-Nike business plan is coming together nicely, even if the new logo is dealing with a few trademark disputes.
I mean, maybe. I just don't know who spends that kind of dough on it. I mean, he's just gone into this high-end brand. But
TJ Maxx or Marshalls?
Well, they might have it out there. But, Peter Millar, Peter Millar pants are like $170.
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually they'll end up at TJ Maxx. You get them for $40.
Right.
Maybe that'll happen with Sunday Red.
Maybe.
But. I mean, I'm not paying that.
No way. So it was great to watch. And the numbers peaked at about over 19 million TV viewers.
It's like an NFL game.
Well, which happened between probably right after he won.
I mean, it got to the point where I was talking to a lot of dads, right? Girl dads, right? Because we're there in a volleyball tournament. And they're like, yeah, my daughter at UVA, she's like texting me for the first time that she's watching golf. She's watching, with her sorority sisters.
Mm-hmm.
This one's watching with her boyfriend. And Megan's texting me, from New York. And Kate's into it, from texting me from the Cheesecake Factory.
About Rory, man.
I mean, it was great theater. And everybody was locked in. The back and forth was just unbelievable. I kind of did think that Rory was going to be able to pull it out because he was just hitting so many good shots if he would just get another opportunity. But God, he got lucky that he was able to
when he hit
that.
The ball in the trap in regulation on 18, I thought, okay, well, at the very least, he's going to a playoff. I didn't think he was going to par that. Once they got to the playoff, after he hit his drive, I said, okay, that was just a sick drive.
Yeah.
And obviously, once he hit the iron, I knew he wasn't going to miss that one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but by the
if
end,
he would have missed that
shot
putt,
hit, that's it. The shot he hit there
he should have just retired right there. If he would have missed the 3-footer in playoff. All right, so Cakes was very excited for the WNBA draft last night.
Oh yeah, I was
He was
very pumped.
He was texting me all night. So can you believe they just took Justice Jossett?
I was doing exactly what you're saying.
Anyway, so the no surprise, Paige Beckers goes one. She's the sixth UConn player to go number one in the WNBA draft. She went to Dallas. a French woman named Dominique Malanga, center. She's
this is
six,
the one that's 6'6"?
She's 6'6", went two. And then, of course, the Mystics did all kinds of trades and were trading all their players to acquire draft picks. They had three of the top six.
So did they trade any like big-name girls that we know of?
I mean, I think.
They did?
I don't know how big they are to us, but...
They were horrible,
She was a former All-Star, I think.
What's her name?
I forget.
We have to go back and look at the roster from last year, but...
I mean, that's crazy really to got have bone. Three of the top six picks.
Yeah. I mean, it was a really, I think, weak WNBA draft outside of Paige because a lot of the girls stay in school now because of NIL, or they were younger. So they had three picks, and I don't think any of them really moved the needle that much for the Mystics. I mean,
you're not a Sonia Citron guy.
I mean, she's all right, but look at her numbers. I mean,
I think she
averages around 14 a game.
Yeah, I mean, good player. I mean, compared to the third pick in other drafts, maybe not, but she's a really good player.
But she's out there also no big names. I mean, most people didn't know who that was until yesterday.
Right. Yeah, I've never heard of Kiki Arifin or Georgia Amore.
And Georgia Amore, I watched the Virginia Tech probably 25 times. She's a spunky little point guard. She can shoot it.
I've heard of one person on that list.
Well, she was at Georgia Tech or Virginia Tech before she went to Kentucky.
She transferred to Kentucky because Kenny Brooks was the coach, took the Kentucky job, so she followed him. Mm-hmm. So I was interested because I like Citron and I like him more, but most people don't care and they don't even know who these names are. But anyway, they had three of the top six: Citron, Arifin out of USC, and George A. Moore from Kentucky.
And Van Lith got drafted back to Angel Reese's team. They were teammates at LSU with their rivalry with Caitlin Clark. So you'll see that be a storyline.
I'll tell you what, these girls looked a lot different last night than they did on the court.
Yeah.
They looked like some of them looked like supermodels.
Well, Van Lith, I believe, was a Sports Illustrated cover girl. Maybe just online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's not ugly. By the way, Sonia Citron's boyfriend... also played, he played football at Notre Dame. There, I don't know if they're engaged or they're just dating, but he was drafted in the third round, and she goes number three overall. Can you imagine if they get married, those kids?
Mm-hmm. Pretty good genetics, good cocktail.
Kind of nuts. All right, baseball last night, the Nats, no chance they were going to beat Paul Skeens. I mean, just zippy chance of that. They lose 10-3. Skeens ends up going six, three hits, one earned run, struck out six, didn't walk anybody. He gets win number two.
I don't want to beat a dead horse.
Brad Lord, I know it's coming. Brad Lord went 4 1/3, six hits, four runs. He gets the loss, 0-1. And I know where you're going. Yeah. You're going to Dylan Cruz, who went 0-4. He's hitting, a .006.
.006 for his career. Now he's hitting .187.
Yep, and he was benched for the last couple games, and they brought him off the bench to face Skeens. I'm not sure why, but
that's not confidence. A confidence builder.
There's a chance that you see him.
They might need to do the Jackson Holiday.
Yeah, they might
get a reset. Let's get a reset.
Maybe get
there.
A little confidence back.
Road record for the Nationals: 1-6.
Not good. Not good.
What'd you say?
Road record
because they had just cut it to like one game below .500. I think right.
They're 5-4 at home, 1-6 on the road.
Yeah.
The Pirates pounded out, even though the Pirates were dreadful defensively. Did you see some of these errors they made? I mean, they made four, but Nats couldn't take advantage, and the Pirates had 14 hits. Yes, Jay,
the Nats bullpen was especially heinous yesterday.
Yeah.
They were bad.
Well, the whole team was bad.
I mean, Salazar gave up five hits and three earned in one inning.
Yeah, I'd like to see what their bullpen ERA is.
I don't think you want to see
it. The bullpen ERA is not great.
It cannot be good. 70.5 is going to be a season long sweat.
I think we're going to get there.
I think we'll get there,
right.
But it's going to be a battle. It's going to go down like the last couple weeks.
So tonight, 6:40, also in Pittsburgh, it'll be Jake Irvin going against Mitch Keller. Also last night, a couple other scores. My Sox got pounded in Tampa, gave up 16 runs, 9 in the third inning alone. Shane Baz, who's just a stud for Tampa, I believe he struck out 11. ERA is like 1.42, but they got pounded. The Dodgers beat the Rockies. Shohei and Mookie went yard. They beat him 5-3.
Hey, has Mookie put his weight back on? Did he lose 20 pounds?
He's fine now.
Nats are better than the Rockies. Rockies 3-13.
Mm-hmm.
It's brutal.
Pretty gross.
Best team in baseball right now, the Padres. They win again. They are 11-0 at home. They beat the Cubs 10-4. They're 14-3 overall.
Wow.
So they're just on fire. And Fernando Tatis, I believe he hit two bombs last night. But they're just absolutely on fire. So, like I said, the Nats play again tonight, 6:40. Irvin against Keller. You got the play-in tournament starting in the NBA playoffs. Now it starts to get a little bit more interesting.
You're going to lock in now?
Well, I'm certainly going to bet on it. I was not betting on the regular season for like the last 6 weeks.
I know I'm rewinding here. Can anybody explain why the NBA had to go to a play-in game format?
They wanted to add interest.
They wanted to include more teams.
They want the regular season, some teams to battle it out to try and get in the play-in. It definitely added more interest down the stretch in the Western Conference. Look, Golden State's a play-in team, and they were trying to avoid that, especially having veterans like Curry and Green. They didn't want them to play after Sunday's big game against the Clippers.
The play-in? How many teams?
Four.
Four? Yeah. Atlanta, so, Orlando, Memphis, Golden State? Is that it?
Well, Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, Chicago. There's four in each conference.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And so, then Miami, Chicago, Dallas.
Maybe this is me being a curmudgeon. I don't like it.
Most people do, though.
Most
I think
people.
Well, I think most people who follow the league like it, that it's been a good addition.
What is he talking about? Nobody likes it. Teams are actively tanking not to make the playoffs.
Who likes the play-in game?
I think a lot of basketball fans.
Only fans.
Golden State and Memphis should have easily been in anyways. They weren't really battling for anything. They were easily the 7 and 8 seeds. They're going to play two garbage teams to beat him out.
I think JP's too close and too much of an NBA mark. Yeah,
he doesn't realize that.
He's too close to it.
Most teams are trying not to get those seeds, so they don't have to be in those games.
Well,
I thought he was saying it from a fan's perspective.
Yeah.
Well, I'm speaking from a fan's perspective.
I thought you were saying it from the team's perspective. I thought you
that's
were
saying that. That's what he's saying. He's saying the team
is jumping down my throat. I'm telling you, I believe I can be wrong.
I'm not jumping down your throat.
Most fans are into it. Basketball fans. You guys aren't basketball fans at all.
I'm not a huge NBA fan, but it gets more interesting once the playoffs. I'm just glad the playoffs have started.
It's mostly been lauded, the addition of the play-in.
Okay. I'm asking from an outsider's perspective, because this lapsed NBA fan couldn't care less about a bunch of struggling teams.
Well, you don't care. Okay, but even if they were in the old format, 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, you wouldn't care about that either.
Here's what I would care if they
went right to the finals.
I would care if the Wizards.
I mean, if the Wizards were in it,
are in the mix,
right?
But you don't care about the NBA championship.
I don't care about Hawks at the Magic.
Well, right, but if they, his point is, if they started with Lakers Celtics, you wouldn't be interested.
I'm sure I care about the Hawks and Magic, whose combined records are, let me do my math here, 81-83.
Hey,
battling for a playoff spot.
The Magic were
don't care.
Magic were division winner.
Okay. Did they win the vaunted Southeast Division? Is that still a thing?
It more has to do with his malaise about basketball. That's what it is.
Yeah, he doesn't care about that.
Jason makes a good point. If it was the NBA Finals, if it just started the NBA Finals, he wouldn't care.
Correct.
Probably his level correct. Of care has it doesn't,
it's waned.
It doesn't matter whether it's the play-in or the finals. It's the same.
Probably correct.
Mm-hmm.
But if the NHL went to a play-in, he'd be all in.
Incorrect.
If there was a one and doneer for an NHL playoffs, just to get it,
just factually incorrect.
I don't think it's factually.
You know
my
what
opinion.
I like? Here's what I like.
But I think you would be much more into it.
I like tradition. I like the way things. I like the way things have been done for
all right,
a long
anyway,
time.
So you've got Atlanta playing Orlando in the East. That's 7 versus 8.
Big ratings. That's the huge ratings. For
I'm sure the ratings will suck, but. Root for Mike Bray, anyway, assistant coach for the Hawks.
I will root for Mike Bray.
And Memphis plays Golden State. That's a 10 o'clock tip. You will not stay up and watch the entire game.
I won't, but I'm interested in that because we'll see what John Morant does when he hits a three. Is he going to go with his shotgun celebration? Is he going to go with the grenade celebration? Seems like the grenade celebration that he started is going viral now. Seeing it elsewhere. Well, so I guess the NBA can't shut them down.
We'll see what happens. The Warriors are 7.5-point favorites in that game. Total's 230. Orlando's a 5.5-point favorite. All right, Caps tonight.
Back on the island. Back where history was made.
Look who's interested in what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Caps mark.
So the Caps will play tonight against the Isles, somewhere that Cakes is very familiar with.
That's correct.
And they will play, I think it's a 7:30 start. There's only two regular season games left. And of course, both of the Caps games are road games before the playoffs start. Let's see if they can get something going, a little mojo before the playoffs.
I saw that Ovi was on the Pat McAfee show passing the camera or his phone around on the flight from D.C. to Long Island.
Passing the phone around to other guys on the team?
Just showing everybody, guys playing cards on the plane.
Right.
Willie's over here. Dylan McElrath's over here.
Right.
It looked pretty good.
Did it go off okay? Like, because there is still a bit, there's still a weird language thing with Ovi. Like,
oh, I didn't listen to it. I just saw the clip without audio.
Yeah.
I think by him involving the other players, it was
made it palatable,
more cool.
Yeah. It's a shame. I wish we saw Ovi do more interviews. You know what I mean? I wish we get more. I want more Ovi.
Like on this show.
Yeah, right.
It would be fun.
I think the history of the show has been on once.
Yes, correct.
One phoner
with a bad phone.
once, 20
years ago.
Yeah. And it's because they protect him because there still is a somewhat of a language barrier.
Yeah.
Although it is great. My daughter did bring up. Do you remember his line? On the podium there.
Of course I remember.
Well, you want to repeat it?
I believe it was something along the lines of, "We not going to be sucked this year.
We not go effing sucked."
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
What a great line.
It just lives in Ovi lore.
We know effing sucked this year.
Had to edit it for radio purposes, of course. All right, coming up later on the show, we'll talk baseball with Chelsea Janes at 8 o'clock. She's from the Washington Post. And Sam Bruckhouse from Sumer Sports will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk NFL draft and more with him.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You can always text the Junks on the Junkies text line. That's brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Could any of the Junks survive in Port Allsworth, Alaska, where groceries get airlifted into you every 2 months? It's one of the most remote places in all of the United States.
Well, how many people live there?
This story from the New York Post, shockingly enough, there are currently 180 people living in the village with no bars, theaters, shops, or restaurants.
So what do they do?
Do you have TV?
Do you have TV?
If you have TV, I guess. And you're giving me a heated home, yeah. I could live there for a year. You double my salary. Done.
You would just punt a year of your life?
Punt a year. Sure.
I mean, I would
double my salary. That's a game changer.
Yeah, it's not. You're gonna not see your family and everything. You're just gonna live.
No, but I'm bringing my family with me. My immediate family. Hmm.
I don't think Kelsey's gonna want to go.
Well, I'll make trips to LA. Doesn't say you can't live your life like you normally do and travel.
Yeah.
Just saying you're home.
I'm out.
If I'm just going inside my home.
It's torture.
You have to fly 200 miles just to get to the nearest city to you.
Yeah.
Okay, but how often do you go into the city besides driving to work?
Yeah, but you go out to eat. You go out to the grocery. There's nothing you could do.
Like the city that I live in? Or
no,
like DC.
The city, like D.C., besides coming to work.
I only come in here. I come to D.C. For two things.
I know what they are.
Work, Caps games.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. My point is.
That's it, baby.
My point is most of your life is actually lived inside your home.
But you leave your house way more than you think.
If I go to a grocery store, I have a 5-minute drive to a grocery store.
But they're giving you all the groceries.
Yeah, but they get airlifted in every 2 months.
You're never leaving your house. It's freaking torture.
I need a jar of marinara.
Yeah, I'll be back in a week. Yeah.
It would be miserable.
Yeah. It'd be miserable. It'd be like prison.
So how much would it take for you?
There's no price.
No
idea. To live there for a year?
No price.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
$2.5 million.
Oh,
you're asking me what my
it would
price
be. You'd
is.
Be miserable for $2.5 million.
I'd be miserable.
I'd see so many flops.
You'd just be miserable.
I'd see so many low
your
budget
life,
flops.
Your life is fine right now. You don't need to be miserable for a year to maybe upgrade it marginally.
I don't think I'd be as miserable as you think. I think most of your life is actually inside your home. None of you guys even do yard work. I'm probably outside more than all you guys. When do you see your neighbors? You don't even know half your neighbors.
I'm not in my home that much.
I know my immediate neighbors. I mean, I don't know my across the street neighbors.
He has no idea.
You'd find things to do. Believe me, you'd be just
where are you
going to
go? Where are you going to go play golf?
I don't need to play golf.
You're not.
We do.
Okay. You're just not going to be able to.
Yeah.
You would be miserable, Flame.
I played golf once this year.
You'd be miserable.
Yeah. Maybe he could do it. It's some sort of weird challenge. I just think it would
It doesn't matter because it's never going to happen. I can't believe we're arguing about it, but he would be miserable.
Can I charter a private jet to make it down for the Cakes Classic every month?
Yes.
I mean, believe me,
that would take days.
I would miss going out to eat because I go out to eat almost every day for
lunch.
Well,
there you go.
You just said you don't leave your house.
Yeah, you'd have
I didn't say that I don't leave my house. What I said is, and it's probably statistically true, that we spend more time inside our house than outside of it.
Yeah, but I mean, including
like 8 hours of sleeping, or seven hours of sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're forced to stay inside your house, which you probably would be if you lived in some podunk town in Alaska, you'd be miserable.
I mean, with 180
you
people,
just would be.
I mean,
right, I said for double my salary. I'm not doing it for free.
Dude, you should do it for 20 times your salary.
Yeah,
okay. Not double.
Double your salary for
I know
one
what
year.
You make. It ain't that much. It's not worth it.
It might be bearable because it's not in, it's in southern Alaska.
Yeah.
It's just remote. So there's a lot of fun things to do outside, I'm sure.
Bearable?
Not in the winter.
If I'm not into that stuff. I mean, you got to go fishing or whatever. Or what do you do?
What's the
you
name of the town?
If you live there.
Port Allsworth, Alaska.
You go fly fishing. You go hiking and do all kinds. I mean, I don't know.
I don't need that much. If you give me a TV, I'm entertained.
If you give JP Luka Doncic for a year, he'll hang out.
Most of the stuff on TV is hot garbage. Most
okay,
of
you
it.
Just were raving about watching the Masters.
That's the greatest television on the planet.
There's a lot of great TV out there.
Between the Masters and everything else, believe me, I went through the guide when I was in the hotel. I was in the hotel a decent amount this weekend. I was there for 4 days. It's all garbage. All garbage.
All right, you give me a TV, give me a gym. There's not much else I need.
Yeah. All right. Well,
okay,
JP's,
I'd miss
JP's
out
volunteering
on
volunteering to go live in Alaska.
If you double go. My salary.
All right.
Thomas Moody, please make it happen. Thomas C. Moody, come up clutch.
Yeah.
Like usual.
Yeah. I just don't. I just think you'd be amazed at how many things you do just to get out of the house.
Of course.
You know what I mean? I don't love going
Where would I play pickleball, Drab? Where would I play pickleball? They don't pickleball.
You wouldn't
courts.
Even have a partner to play with. There's only 100 people in it.
Yeah, well. You find one donk.
You can play with your wife.
With you. You act like you're, what is it, you need a big setup for pickleball?
I'm going to make my own court.
Plenty of space.
I mean, are you kidding me? You could easily make a court. EB and I grew up playing tennis on the street.
I'm going to pour concrete and make my own court. I can't do that.
You don't need to go to that stretch.
I don't have that capability, Drab.
No.
There's probably fields. You could make a pickleball court.
I mean, there's just nothing but vast wilderness. I'm looking at overhead shots, nothing but trees, and one deserted runway for a rinky-dink plane to land on.
I was younger, but, you know, my mother grew up on a farm in Ohio, right? Kind of in the middle of nowhere, Ohio. And we would go out there every summer. It's been a week. And I love my family, my aunt and uncle, my cousins. I was so bored 20 minutes in. There was nothing to do.
Well, you're on a farm. The only thing to do there is work.
And there's nothing close by. Like, if you wanted to go into a mall, it was like 45 minutes away. It was effing miserable. I spent weeks of my childhood just shooting baskets in a barn.
For killing
a basket
time.
That was like 12 feet high. There's nothing to do. So I can't
Maybe
imagine
if you'd lived there your whole life, you would have turned into Larry Bird.
I doubt it. I don't know how people can live. Like, what are the people what do they do for a living?
I think her husband is like a fishing guide.
Okay,
I don't know what she does for a living.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if I loved fishing, and believe me, I like fishing for like about 30 minutes.
Fishing's fine.
I like
it. Like, to sustain your life? Like, you better catch a bunch of salmon or you're going to starve to death?
Maybe if I had a silly
boat. I don't
boat.
Like that pressure on my fishing.
But what are you doing today, Cakes?
Today, it's a good
You're probably going home. My point is, he's probably going home, taking a nap,
walking
his dog.
Got a good,
can he answer?
Good day planned. Show's over. I do the bit with Derek Forrest.
Yes, you do.
ABC News Now.
That's
your from 10 to about 10:05.
Right.
Drive home.
The amount of complaining about those 5 minutes
probably,
is amazing.
Probably get home at like 11:15, 11:20. Do I nap then or do I lunch then? I'm not sure because I'm playing pickleball at 1:30. Then I'll be done at 3. I'll come home, walk the dog, figure out dinner, find something to watch on TV, slug a beer and some melatonin, and then I'm back in bed.
Exactly.
Then I'm back here.
Drab, couldn't you do that all in this remote town in Alaska?
Probably could. Yeah. And no offense to your family, but I might rather live in the wilderness of Alaska with these people than on a farm in Illinois.
Ohio.
That sounds so boring.
Yeah.
Like, at least these people are flying planes. They're living on a lake, fly fishing, encountering grizzly bears.
No, people out there,
you think
they
encountering
go fishing,
grizzly bears
but
in the wild is fun?
Well, like a sightseeing tour. Like a safari.
I don't think if you see a grizzly bear there, I don't think it's like being on a safari or a sightseeing tour. I think it's like you're walking over a field and you've got a rifle and there's a grizzly bear 50 yards away from you. And you better hope it doesn't kill you.
I think it's pretty common.
Okay. I think it's pretty common too if a grizzly bear encounters you.
Ever heard of bear spray?
You're gonna fend off a massive grizzly bear with bear spray.
How do you think people do it, Rick?
I would guess with a
They got these they have giant canisters. If you're getting attacked by a bear, they spray.
Look, how would I know? I've never been to Alaska. Yeah. How would I know? I wouldn't.
I know people love Alaska. They rave about it. It's so beautiful. But I think it's maybe some of the more populated areas.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine being in a town and you got to go 200 miles.
Can we please crowdfund double JP's salary to send him to Alaska for a year? Send him there with the what's the machine we bring on the road we can broadcast with?
The Comrex.
Comrex.
Give him a Comrex.
Send him with a Comrex and an NBA pass subscription and ship him off to Alaska for a year. See you in 2027. All right, don't forget later, about an hour from now, Chelsea Janes is going to join us. We'll talk some baseball with her. That's coming up at 8 o'clock here on The Fan.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.